taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
But yeah, outside of that, you know, we got a movie review. So LB, if you ready?
Hold on, Pat. Let me answer this one from Blazing Killer real quick. Yo, okay. What if you woke up on July 21st, you went on Boxing Rec and searched up Mike Tyson and you saw it say 57 for 57 first initial thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just gonna be like I'm just gonna be like, yeah, you know, whatever. You know, it's just, you know,
I think it's gonna be a draw. They're gonna do some bullshit. Like, I don't see it.
I mean, right now it's not. They didn't even say if it's going to be a pro or an exhibition yet. So that's why I'm not even making no type of predictions or anything like that.
Yeah, they're just looking for the biggest thing to get everybody's eyes and attention for one day on Netflix.
Right, and we all know because it's Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. So, and you're not paying any extra. So it's going to smash a whole bunch of streaming records. That is for damn sure. You know,
I'm not hating on it. Like, if it acts as a gateway to future shit where you can get real hardcore matches or better fights, or even if you always have to just do an event like this and then you have other good fights with it, then hey, like, boxing's being put at the pedestal it deserves, so fuck it. Like,
I mean, that's the one thing with Jake Paul. He's moved around to different platforms, which is like, you know, and like I said, I guess business wise, it's working out for him. Like, from Triller to Top Rank to The Zone, like, so, you know, like he goes
on Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime. Yeah, all these different platforms. So it works for him because for the most part, all his pay per view events kind of sell. So it's like, for the most part. So I mean, it works for him. But if I wake up and see 57, I'm just like, well, whatever, like, you know, them niggas got a Netflix bag, so it's like,
yeah,
you know. But obviously, if it's a legit fight, then yeah, I'm never gonna. There's no way in hell. I don't give a shit. Tyson will knock Jake Paul. I will ever say Jake Paul will beat Mike Tyson. Like, that doesn't exist in my mind. Like, I'll never fix myself to say that because, you know, Jake Paul as a boxer is mid. He's mid as fuck. So. I'll never ever say that off rip. Now if I'm wrong, then so it's unfortunate, but that's just where it is.
Friends.
All right, but yo, so we basically just gonna do a quick movie review before we get up out of here, because like I said, you know, my man LB, you know, he did a quick short on a movie that came out earlier this year called Mayhem. You know, it's a little Thai flick or whatnot. And when we saw the trailer for it, I was like, okay, this looks like, you know, we need it. Cause, you know, like I said, you know, we watch a lot of violent shit, you know, and it's like, okay, this, and you know, the trailer was like, okay. And it was through IFC. Cause, you know, IFC, I think, you know, has the Gangs of London and all the other shit. So it's like,
yeah.
So automatically it gave it, like, you know, it gave it credibility. That's the word. That's a good word to use. Credibility. So, yeah. So, let's go through our list like we always do. So, LB, number one, what was the best thing about the movie?
Violence.
Yes, sir.
The violence and the fighting. Like, that's number numero uno, number one. Like, that's the shit.
Yeah, I agree, too. Cause, yeah, and the fights were well done. You know, the fights, they were violent, they were visceral, they were bloody as fuck. You know, my man was like, you know, like, there was a whole bunch, like, the women were getting, like, horribly beaten up. Because I know when this nigga LB was telling me that, I was like, nah, that can't be. But some of the women there were catching some real ass whoopings, like, brutal ones at that. Palm strikes and everything. Palm strikes.
Yeah, kicks to the side of the head into the wall, like,
yeah, like,
arm breaking, like, there was a holding back. Like, I was like, man, I said, we don't love these hoes. And it was like, really? And then the pow pow.
Now he wasn't just doing that just because he had problems. You know, they did something horribly wrong to him in the movie. So, you know, they had to catch that work. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're not some man hater shit. It was just, we just happened to notice that these women were getting fucked up. Straight up and down, man.
High quality fucking ups.
Yeah, you know, like, it was the when the violence happened, it was quality. Like, shout out to the fight choreography being as tight as it was. Like, that was easily the highlight of that of the movie. What was the second question? Oh yeah, worst thing about the movie. And I know LB, we talked about this too. The worst thing about the movie was the fucking pacing. The pacing of it, like. The story was cool. It wasn't anything deep or whatever, but it took a little bit too long for it to get really cracking the way it needed to be. You know, like I say, I'd say it took like maybe 40 minutes for it to get cracking. Like it was just, they went through, I would say in their time, they went through the whole story. They went through the plot. And yeah. They went through dude's background a little bit and shit like that.
But yeah, but you had to go through a real good, like, almost 50 minutes to even get to, like, the whole revenge arc. Like, yeah. It kind of just took too long. And they didn't really write it in a way where you had progressive fights going throughout the film. You just had little teases and tastes.
Right.
Yeah, it's like... Like going to like a Costco or a Sam's Club and they got the samples.
Mm-hmm.
And you going down every other aisle, you're like, oh, okay, he got chicken patties. Oh, okay, shrimp here, this, that. Like,
right.
Like, but it's not filling you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something. And that's how it was giving you in the first like 40, 50 minutes.
Right. And that's why it was just like, you know, and obviously, I mean, yeah, they teach you with the little bits of violence here and there, but, you know, it was just normal violence. It wasn't like the gruesome, grisly violence that, you know, that would pop off in the last half hour or so, last half hour, 40 minutes or whatever. But yeah, it was just like the pacing could have been a lot better because, I mean, yeah, I mean, to me, there was just too much of the whole family aspect of it. And not enough of the revenge aspect before, you know, dude goes ape shit.
Yeah, like the whole transition and him moving around and just it had a little too much fluff. Like they needed to tone that down because it's like I don't know why y'all try to have all this fluff for a movie y'all advertising is super hardcore gangster, you know, beat 'em up type shit.
Right, and truthfully, I wasn't happy, you know, with you know, dude, like, they made him, like, in the beginning, they made him like a bitch, like, you know, dudes approach him on a motorcycle, he should have just kicked the acid, but no, they said, you know, had him running through shit, you know, running through construction.
Yeah, construction. Like, oh my god, like, the first half had me really thinking, like, this dude's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, like that's the thing, like, that should have been, like, okay, at least, damn, like, that was a perfect opportunity, like, okay, you know, kick these motherfuckers' asses and shit like that. But this nigga ran like a little biatch, you know. I was like, god damn, like, this dude don't want to fight or do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't kind of like that shit. He was giving them Morgan from Walking Dead vibes.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, if you don't fight these niggas.
Yeah.
So, okay. No. Get out, you slave ass nigga. Like,
yeah, your dude was very capable of killing in very grisly ways. But yeah, that was the shit. It's like, yeah, the pacing in the beginning, like, the movie could have been much better. So in terms of that, like, I mean, LB, what do you get? Would you recommend it?
Hell yeah, it's definitely a recommend. Like, if you like violent films, action, martial arts, boxing. Mm-hmm. Muay Thai, Kumite, Shotokan, Karate, Kenpo, whatever the fuck you indulge in.
Yeah.
Watch this. Like, as a ranking, I give it a 7.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so close to being an 8 or even better. It just, the pacing was too glaring to damn give it above a 7. But the violence keeps it above a 6.
Right. Because the violence was well done. And again, that was my score too, 7. Like, 7 is what we call the acceptable level, whereas if the action was at least, you know, was good enough to that, okay, this was notable, that, yeah, it's like a 7. And then you can only go up by that. And then it's 7, and if it's less than 7, then something would really have to really bring it down.
Yeah, because, yeah, you're right about that. Because what really could have made this is an 8, was like you put in a couple more fights and this movie probably becomes an 8.
Right. No, yeah, you're right though, because the plot of the movie is already simple, so it's like, There's no way you can expand upon the plot and make it any more better than it already is. Like, it's, you know, it's
the lack of action. That's the main story. Good enough for what it was. The cinematography was good.
Yes,
and we talking how they filmed the fights. Yeah. I'll point that out. That was good. Like, yeah, but it just needed more of it.
Yeah. Shout out to the whole where dude got put through the bookcase, like through his neck or some shit like that. That was like,
that shit was hard.
And then dude slowly taking the knife and giving him a whole vivisection. That was dope too. Like, you know, that's just some of the grim shit that motherfucker ended up doing. Like I said, that motherfucker went ape shit, you know, in the last, like, in 30, 35 minutes of that movie. So yeah, I fully recommend it. It's from, like I said, if you like Gangs of London type of violence, then you'll love the violence and mayhem. And like I said, it took me a minute to find that movie because I saw that fucking trailer back in December, and I only found that movie like last week. You know, like I said.
Yeah.
It's not
up there with Raging Fire, but as far as like as long as niggas are trying to get this shit, it was a new one for this era right now.
Yeah, Raging Fire, I went through fucking hoops and signed up on shit and just to get that one. Like I really went through some fucking.
But you know what? Raging Fire was worth it.
Yeah.
Raging Fire was a fucking 10 for 10, though.
Yeah.
Sure. That was a high quality fucking. I owe myself to watch that again, actually. It was that good.
Sure. Absolutely.
But that's the difference between that 7, like, and just for recent movies, we had, The 60 Minutes, and we gave that an 8. Mm-hmm. Pacing in that is what made the difference. But if 60 Minutes had the type of fighting that Mayhem had,
yeah,
60 Minutes would be like a 10.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like when you're at that level. It only takes one little thing to just make it like, oh shit, like we got a great movie here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like definitely, but yeah, that's it. There's levels in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, I was probably the next one we'll do, and it depends if we both see it in the opening weekend, will probably be Monkey Man, you know, because that's getting good advanced reviews. So yeah, like, and
hold on, when that drop, yo?
It's April 5th. Yeah.
Mm, that's a Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm definitely planning on seeing it that weekend for damn sure. Cause
that might be the move right there.
Yeah. So because you know we definitely obviously because you know any because you know because I mean, ever since you know LB put me on to RRR. You know where the, you know which is like an epic. It was 3 plus hours, but goddamn, a musical and some absolute ridiculous violence all mixed up in one. Like, yeah. Ever since I saw that movie, I'm like, okay, I'm confident that all these Indian films have, so you know, of that nature have some violence in them now.
Yeah, and I still be watching them Bollywood joints. It's just I don't be like advertising it like that one because it's like. They be good, but I haven't come across one that was like, because RRR is like a 10.
Yeah, that's an
epic. I've come across like some 8s and some 9s, but no 10. Mm-hmm. Well, the only other 10, Balihara, the one with the B where it's 1 and 2, that's a fucking 10. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking 10. Like, yeah, that's a fucking 10. Yeah, I can't pronounce the name, but if I see it, it's on Netflix, though.
Yeah, but that's
the whole Bow something. Yeah,
but that's the whole reason why I'm seeing Monkey Man in the theater because I'm like, okay, these Indian flicks now, they learn it now. They learn it at the violence cell. So so it's definitely
time. It's the creative fuckery they add with it.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, stay tuned for more movie reviews of that nature. or regular movies. I mean, obviously, you know, any movies that, you know, obviously that are trending, we try to watch it, and, you know, we do our review on it. But yeah, I think that's about it for now. Yeah. Get some final thoughts in before we get up out of here. King P, your final thoughts?
Today sucked. Oh my god.
Damn.
He's not happy, so let's hope for a better day tomorrow.
You think? Wow. Oh my god. Yo, this thing is killing me, yo. But yes, yeah, so let's hope for a better day tomorrow. That's a jewel right there that KP just dropped. Let's hope for a better day tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A day without fragile bodies, paws, fragile minds, and fragile egos. Let it all be strong. Be strong.
Absolutely. Be strong. Be all that you can be.
No, nigga. This ain't the Marines or the Navy or whatever the fuck that is. No. You're not going to be all that you can be. No. Fuck all that shit.
This nigga said tomorrow Fondora pulls up the fuck.
Yo, that would be some shit. That would be like, yo, like this promotion might be cursed. You know, or there's some real fuckery in your boat.
That's some funny shit. Damn.
Hey, yo, Pilot, you know, your final thoughts?
I don't got much. Shout out to everybody listening. Chat was engaged, you know. We're close to 2,000, man. We should have way more, but you know. It's what it is. We don't do the narrative bullshit. We keep the real talk, like the name of this shit. So you know where we at. Ringin' Radio all day, every day. Check us out on every platform. Love.
There you go. LB, your final thoughts?
Oh man, it's another good podcast. Monday night, good energy. Comments for commenting, you know, mad jokes, just doing what it do. Be on the lookout for more shit, more content. Yeah, we got to get over there. We got to get that 2,000. Like, y'all, you know, invite some of your friends. You know what I mean? People show up. We got some more fire ideas. You know, we got some more R&B shit in the works.
Yes, sir. You know
what I mean? Can't have y'all just thinking that's it. You know, we got a special one coming up soon. But this week, you know, it's still music. We do a soundtrack battle. So
yep.
We got that.
Yeah.
Sorry, like these young kids came through and they smoked me out, and it's like,
yeah, that nigga had his message before he came up on here.
Yeah, they had me on one right there, bro. Like that's how it is, man. That's the young. That's when the young shorties is on now. So, but yeah, just keep rocking with us. I think Shogun about to be out. That'd be cool, something to watch.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be keep reviewing shows, more shit. But yeah, we gotta get this 2,000. So, y'all make sure y'all you know, y'all at the crib. You know, watch those old episodes, ones you ain't seen, or if you missed the episode, you know, just running in the background, listen to it. I mean, especially we be putting a little soulful instrumentals on it, like, so it's a vibe anyway. So, you know, just imagine you in the studio talking boxing, you know, niggas playing beats for you, and you get to talk boxing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the vibe we give you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one else doing it like you doing it. So, we're going to keep that going. Try to see if we can get a few interviews, collabs going. I drop some music, some projects, thinking about jumping on these freestyles and shit. You know what I mean? Going to get back to this rap shit. You know what I mean? But, you know what it is. Ring Gang forever. But yeah, that's all I got to say. I mean, we in here.
Word up. You know, like I said, you know, we'll get us past 2,000. And, you know, like I said, you know, our numbers are where it needs to be. Like, we're definitely close to getting over the hump and everything like that. So y'all just keep, you know, sharing our lives, all our videos and shit like that. You know, just keep commenting, liking everything, you know what I'm saying, and just tell your friends about us so we can all be friends, because like I said, man, we do the shit for y'all. And then obviously, of course, if you see that scrolling banner, you know what to do, because you know that's still active. But yeah, no, we definitely got a lot of shit in store. You know, a lot of live boxing visits to do, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ringing, we out there, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to be out there. So, yeah, for myself, you know, Pat Scorpio, New England representer. For LB, sure, the God of the Goat artist. For King People, they could be it. For Conscious Pilot, you know, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. So, until next time, peace. Ah.